Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
This is Mike Williams. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up and welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch YouTube and podcast channels. I'm Cody Carpentier, joined by the Trash Man, and today we're going to continue our conversation that we started just a mere, five, 6 days ago, talking about third-year players and kind of expectations coming into that third-year season. Last week we talked about tight ends. We've talked about in the last couple of years and mainly that Sam Laporta, Dalton Kincaid, Tucker Kraft year with potential breakouts coming from Mr. Brenton Strange down there in Jacksonville. Today, Trashman, we're going to be talking about wide receivers. And last year's sort of breakout third-year group was the epic Garrett Wilson, Drake London situation. This year, the top dog, not quite a first-round pick. How you doing?
Can't complain. Ready to talk football. Per huge.
I wish you had something to complain about one day. Then maybe we could go on like a 10-minute rant and get yelled at by Alex in like the post.
post. I mean, I got lots of things to complain about if I'm being completely honest with myself. But you
know. I just want one day to be like him just shoots a text message and go, "What the hell were you guys talking about for like 25 minutes?" Like, but hey, someday that'll happen. But
I think people might enjoy that. You know, getting some of the more intimate details of our daily lives. It's a community. It's a community, right?
What commercial is Trash Man shooting this week? We could talk about it. No,
I wouldn't complain about that.
Hey, it might add some views to the page. Let's talk about this 30-year wide receiver group because the top dog is pretty much clear cut. Puka Nacua coming into that class. It was Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He was drafted 20th overall by Seattle, followed by Zay Flowers, 22nd overall. And Puka Nacua has been like 2,400 yards, 9 touchdowns, 184 receptions, 500 more yards than the next best wide receiver in Zay Flowers. He's sitting 21 receptions better than the next best in Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but does just have 9 touchdowns, which is 10 less than Jordan Addison. This is a pretty sick wide receiver group. Is there anyone just off the notch that you just kind of want to talk about?
I mean, Jordan Addison's the first player that really comes to mind for me. I mean, just because he's already just been on the verge of major breakout. And, you know, it's that kind of situation we talked about yesterday. I think it was yesterday on the pod about those receiving kind of like handcuffs, so to speak. Yeah. Which, you know, usually doesn't apply, except for cases like, you know, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. But I think Addison, if Justin Jefferson was to go down, would become a wide receiver one. He's already kind of on the verge. In 2024, ,875 yards. 10 touchdowns, averaged 10 fantasy points per game, which put him at 21 overall, you know, right behind Devontae Smith, not far behind Jameson Williams, Drake London, above guys like Ladd McConkey, Courtland Sutton. Stephon Diggs. So he's right there. He's right at the cusp. And I think if Justin Jefferson were to go down, he'd step into a wide receiver one role. And I think, you know, with consistent quarterback play, with an improved offense, potentially, you know, he could continue to thrive there. He continue to step up in his third year.
I'll be interested. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with his off the field stuff. The assumption would just be that he's going to be fine. But if he does miss a couple games, that allows some hindrance on his 2025 outlook. But as far as dynasty goes, and Jordan Addison as himself, he'll be in a contract year. I mean, all these guys will be in contract years next year. And I guess sort of like, you know, T. Higgins, he's going to be in a situation where he'll be able to choose whether he wants to stay in Minnesota with Jefferson and potentially J.J. McCarthy, or if he wants to move on and try to be that number one guy. We obviously saw him transfer in college from Pittsburgh out to USC to play with a better quarterback in Caleb Williams and, you know, go after some more money. He made that decision in early in the NIL era. He's 23 years old right now. It'd be 24 a year from now, which will be his contract year. I think they'll have a club option after that, but he'll have the opportunity to make that move. And I think you look at Jordan Addison in this group. This is a, like, when you look at this entire group from a dynasty perspective, you could make an argument that Addison's been the second best receiver. I know from like a rankings perspective, I have JSN higher than the rest of these guys, other than Puka Nacua. Of course, he's the top line guy. Zay Flowers is there. Josh Downs has been, you know, pretty low key, 140 receptions, 1,500 yards, 7 touchdowns, just a notch behind Sam Laporta in all of those metrics or data points. But it's JSN, Flowers, Downs, Jordan Addison, who again has literally 19 touchdowns, leads the whole class, Jaden Reed, Rashi Rice, all these guys. Yes, there's a little bit of question around Jaden Reed, but all of those guys that I just listed pretty, you know, looked at as rather dependable dynasty pieces. And then that's not even talking about the other group that's, you know, Demario Douglas, the Michael Wilson, Dontavian Wicks type of situation. I think this class overall is dense with wide receiver assets that can continue to grow. One that I want to bring up and one that I think you'll probably be in line with. I feel like, I mean, we're both in line on Nico Collins. I think Cedric Tillman in Cleveland. Cedric Tillman's sitting in a spot right now to, he's got 50 receptions, 563 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And he kind of popped onto the scene a little bit at the back end of last year. Very similar metrics, height, weight, speed, et cetera, to Nico Collins. When Nico Collins came out of Michigan, Cedric Tillman came out of Tennessee a couple years ago, and the quarterback situation was, you know, awry after Deshaun Watson departed, and it's been, you know, awry in Cleveland right now for Cedric Tillman. And through the first 2 years in Houston, Nico Collins, 446 yards, 481 yards, 3 touchdowns total, and then that third-year breakout was what we saw in 2023. He had a, you know, 1,297-yard season with 8 touchdowns. I love Cedric Tillman, and I love the prospects of him. He's a third-round pick in this class. I mean, like I said, I just listed off a bunch of names that are dependable. I think there's some extreme value for Cedric Tillman right now in Dynasty, and especially in season-long. In Dynasty, you and I both have him as a top 100 player and one quarterback, but I damn well know that's not consensus. So Cedric Tillman's one that I'm for sure circling.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, they'll rely a lot on quarterback play. But it's definitely,
are you, that sounds like you're a little anti Tillman then. I mean, he's got Joe Flacco at minimum.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, but just that offense, it's not terribly impressive. You know, you got Jerry Jeudy there too. And so in an offense that I don't know will have the volume to support both Jerry Jeudy and Tillman with the quarterback situations they have right now, I don't know. I mean, they're just some questions. It's just, to me, it's not necessarily a home run, but I mean, I like his potential. And I think considering where you can get him, in drafts, I think he could provide value.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Another guy that I like potentially to break out this year is Marvin Mims, the Broncos. I mean, he's got the speed. He's got the deep threat ability. He just needs to have it unlocked for a consistent amount of time. The wide receiver room is kind of wide open in Denver with an ascending Bo Nix under center. I think it's just wide open. If Mims is going to step up, it's going to be this season. Coming off of a 6-touchdown 2024, it's not bad. Only 503 yards. Actually quite a few rushing attempts, 13 rushing attempts on the season, 52 targets. I think if you can get that target share closer to the, 70, 75 and up range, I think that opens things up potentially for Mims in that offense. And we continue his, nose for the end zone and rushing attempts, his versatility. I think in a Broncos offense that is improving, I think Mims offers potential value with his deep threat ability.
I was going to go a different direction for this next one, but because you brought up Marvin Mims, I'm going to bring up this player directly because their statistics are pretty much side by side from this 2023 draft class. And he went 37 picks later, Trey Tucker. Trey Tucker had 870 yards through the first couple of years, 10 yards less, 66 receptions, 5 receptions more, 5 touchdowns, 2 less. And when you look at the rushing yards, which is something that, Marvin Mims is a, multifaceted player that can return punts, return kicks, run the ball, catch the ball. Mims has 22 rush attempts for 72 yards. Trey Tucker has 19 rush attempts for 121 yards and a touchdown. I saw Bill Barnwell from ESPN wrote up a column today, including top luxury players in the NFL. And amongst those, he had written in best fourth wide receiver in the NFL. That went to Olamide Zaccheaus. But he had one that was gadget player. The idea of a gadget player means less than it did in the past, if only for offensive coordinators that weren't creative. Obviously, Sean Payton's creative. But the number one gadget player in the NFL, Bill Barnwell from ESPN, wrote Marvin Mims from Denver. So I like that. But also on the opposite side, because I think Marvin Mims will have more deep threat opportunities than a Trey Tucker, for example. But Trey Tucker, coming out of Cincinnati at the Senior Bowl specifically, I tabbed in Mr. Consistency because he didn't drop anything. He was just mad consistent the whole week. He wasn't fantastic, but he was just mad consistent. And when I think of Geno Smith and Pete Carroll and an offense that's, rather inept at the wide receiver position, I know they have Brock Bowers, and they drafted some guys like Jack Besh and Dante Thornton, and they have Jacoby Myers. Does any of that really get you excited? Not really. I think Mr. Consistency, if he's still doing it, can fit right into a Tyler Lockett role, Mr. Trey Tucker. And I'm not just making that up. I've heard positive things from a couple of Raiders beat writers, not only this spring, but also in the latter part of the winter last year, coming through the draft and stuff, about how the front office likes Trey Tucker and they want to make sure he's a utilized piece in this new regime. So I think Trey Tucker's interesting. He wasn't going to be the one I was going to talk about next, but he's directly side by side with Marvin Mims from total yardage perspective. So I think that's an interesting dichotomy because they're rather different players.
Yeah, I see that there. And for me, the next guy I'm going to talk about, I think with a lot of these guys, what their performance will hinge on is their quarterback play. And if you're just looking at quarterbacks who could potentially air it out, who could potentially, bolster their passing game, to me, Kyler Murray is, you know, closer to the top of that list, and with Michael Wilson there in Arizona. And as much as I am underwhelmed by Marvin Harrison Jr., I feel like Michael Wilson could potentially step up with a full year with Kyler Murray under his belt. He's already, you know, the possession receiver there in that offense. Physical guy. He's a red zone target. I think there's room for improvement, room for a guy like Wilson to step up in that Arizona offense. There just aren't that many other weapons. So I think with Kyler Murray getting comfortable with Wilson for an entire season, I think, and Marvin Harrison perhaps not being the answer that they thought he was going to be, I think it offers, you know, I think Wilson offers some potential there in his third year.
Can I give you a guy? This is my last one. Can I give you a guy that has more receiving touchdowns than Puka Nacua, Zay Flowers, Rashi Rice, Josh Downs, Mims, Tucker, all these guys? He's only got two fewer total touchdowns than Chase Brown, same draft class, running back position. We'll talk about running backs maybe next week. 51 career receptions, the least among anybody in this class with more than 5 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns, 595 yards, showed that he could do it, gained the trust of a very, very powerful quarterback, very, very high-end quarterback, but is just buried. And I think Andre Yosavash, when that contract is up, I think Andre, because he was drafted in the sixth, let me double check. Andre Yosavash contract. I think he might be up. I wish I had that stuff memorized in my head. 4-year contract. So I think he's up next year without a cover. Yeah, he'll play 2026 technically. And he'll be 26 and a half. He'll be 26 and a half. He'll be a free agent. But man, every year it feels like, and I know we talked about Jordan Addison thing a minute ago, like injuries, Addison can fill in, like running backs can fill in. Yosavash didn't quite do that, you know, when we saw Higgins go down or we saw Chase go down. But I think Yosavash in a third year, a guy that we've seen spark, have good games, obviously dependable in the red zone, is a guy that I'm just like, especially in Dynasty, let me see where we have him right now. In Dynasty, 212. You have him 212 overall. I have him 164. We have him consensus 188, right around, you know, the category of people you'd expect him to be around, just behind Calvin Ridley and Josh Palmer, right next to Roman Wilson, but ahead of guys like Lou McCaffrey, Jordan Whittington, right next to Keenan Allen, kind of just like buried. Like, he's just not out of sight, out of mind. But I think this is a guy that he showed us enough in his youth on a team that's pretty loaded, and he's going to be learning, obviously, from Higgins and Chase, that this is going to be a long-game player. Not like a Thielen, where it's a guy that didn't break out till late and he got old, but a guy that I just think is going to take maybe that third or fourth year. Remember Devontae Adams, Devontae Parker. There's guys that take 3-4 years before they can get close to that 1,000-yard marker, and he just happens to be buried in maybe the best situation to be buried in, behind Chase and between Chase and Higgins. So I still am holding out on Andre Yosavash, a guy that, like I said, 595 yards, 10 touchdowns. It's not elite output, but I think we've seen enough flashes that Andre Yosavash is 6'3", 205 pounds, an elite athlete out of Princeton. It's going to be one I'm going to continue to hold on to.
If you're holding out for Yosavash, are you also holding out for Charlie Jones there?
Charlie Football. No.
No.
I mean, they've told us.
Also a like third-year player.
They've told us we like Charlie Football, but I'm not gonna hold out on Charlie Football and fantasy football. 69 yard Charlie Football, I like it.
We could talk about Rashi Rice. I mean, I guess you could say he's already broken it out to a certain extent, but I think maybe of all these players, you know, he has potential to be a number one receiver with an elite quarterback. We talked about a lot of these guys and their potential, but this is the only situation for a third year receiver with an elite quarterback that I can see where there's a clear path to wide receiver one, you know, range.
We did get notification today, a couple hours ago, that Rashi Rice is expected to be a full participant at the start of training camp next month, according to Coach Andy Reid. So that's coming off that knee injury. So that's obviously very large for the Rashi Rice camp.
I mean, he's flash wide receiver one potential in that offense. They need somebody to step up with Travis Kelce kind of in the sunset of his career. And I think Rashi Rice could be the guy to do it. He's got the physical ability. He's got the physical size, got the athletic capability. We've seen him do it in flashes. I would just love to see him do it for a full season with Patrick Mahomes, you know, an actual elite wide receiver one there in KC. And I think it's possible in his third year.
Do you think he's a guy that has, like, you know, 1,600 yards in him?
I mean, if Andy Reid lets it happen, I mean, it's just they've been playing, you know, they haven't really opened up that offense the way I'd like to see them do it. You know, they eat by in these games. But I think maybe, you know, they had a come to Jesus moment this last year, the way that they got blowed out. And so maybe they open up this offense more. Maybe they start to really open up the field for Patrick Mahomes and his playmakers.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.